You're listening to SBS News.
The annual State of the Union address is used to deliver a budget message and an economic report of the nation, and also allows the President to propose a legislative agenda. In the 2020 edition, Donald Trump may have avoided the subject of his impeachment, but the scars from the battle were evident. Fellow Republicans gave him standing ovations, while rival Democrats, for the most part, remained seated. As he entered the Senate chamber and handed House of Representatives Speaker, opposition Democrat Nancy Pelosi, a copy of his speech, he declined to shake her outstretched hand. The pair haven't spoken since she stormed out of a White House meeting in October. Mr. Trump says the U.S. economy is strong.
I am thrilled to report to you tonight that our economy is the best it has ever been. Our military is completely rebuilt, with its power being unmatched anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. Our borders are secure. Our families are flourishing. Our values are renewed. Our pride is restored. And for all of these reasons, I say to the people of our great country and to the members of Congress, the state of our union is stronger than ever before.
The speech delivered to members of the House of Representatives and the Senate was made in the same chamber where Mr. Trump faced impeachment proceedings. He says the country is better off now than 4 years ago and that he has kept his election promises.
The years of economic decay are over. The days of our country being used, taken advantage of, and even scorned by other nations are long behind us. Gone too are the broken promises, jobless recoveries, tired platitudes, and constant excuses for the depletion of American wealth, power, and prestige.
In a rare moment of unity, Democrats and Republicans applauded as Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido was described by Mr. Trump as the legitimate president of the South American nation. Mr. Guaido was a surprise last-minute invited guest of the president.
Maduro is an illegitimate ruler, a tyrant who brutalizes his people, but Maduro's grip on tyranny will be smashed and broken. Here this evening is a very brave man who carries with him the hopes, dreams, and aspirations of all Venezuelans. Joining us in the gallery is the true and legitimate president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido. Mr. President.
The U.S. and more than 50 other nations believe the 2018 re-election of President Nicolas Maduro was illegitimate and say Mr. Guaido should be considered president under the Venezuelan Constitution. Mr. Trump went on to stress the new trade agreements his administration has negotiated. He said the new North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA deal, he signed a few days ago, was a demonstration of his commitment to improving overseas trade.
In fact, unfair trade is perhaps the single biggest reason that I decided to run for president. Following NAFTA's adoption, our nation lost 1 in 4 manufacturing jobs. Many politicians came and went pledging to change or replace NAFTA, only to do so, and then absolutely nothing happened. But unlike so many who came before me, I keep my promises. We did our job.
Mr. Trump also talked of the new trade agreement between the U.S. and China. He says China's beginning to accept that they've been treating the U.S. unfairly for years.
We have perhaps the best relationship we've ever had with China, including with President Xi. They respect what we've done because, quite frankly, they could never really believe that they were able to get away with what they were doing year after year, decade after decade, without someone in our country stepping up and saying, that's enough.
Mr. Trump also attacked Democrats currently on the campaign trail over their proposals to provide health care to undocumented immigrants.
132 lawmakers in this room have endorsed legislation to impose a socialist takeover of our health care system, wiping out the private health insurance plans of 180 million very happy Americans. To those watching at home tonight, I want you to know we will never let socialism destroy American healthcare.
Also during the speech, Mr. Trump presented conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honour a president can bestow. Mr. Limbaugh announced this week he was suffering from advanced lung cancer. Mr. Trump finished up by saying the best is yet to come.
The American age, the American epic, the American adventure has only just begun. Our spirit is still young. The sun is still rising. God's grace is still shining. And my fellow Americans, the best is yet to come. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
As he finished, Nancy Pelosi appeared to rip up her copy of his speech behind him. Asked afterwards why she ripped up the speech, she said it was the courteous thing to do, considering the alternative. Alan Lee, SBS News.